especially if you're going through a treatment like trying to get rid of Lyme and things like that. We need to detox that brain so it can function at higher levels of efficiency.
Oh, I love that you brought it up. I'm going to come back to that later in the interview. I did hear you say before how the brain matches the environment, and I was sort of thinking about things like cuddling my dog and sitting next to a waterfall, watching a bonfire. So I'm imagining some of these brainwave frequencies help you get to that sort of a space too. Is that right?
Yeah, we did a study in Kansas City with bomb dogs.
Oh. And
I don't know if people realize this, but usually they have a life expectancy of only 3 years, which is pretty sad. But what we wanted to show them is when the handler would relax using brain tap, the dogs would relax. Your pets actually have a symbiotic relationship with you. And so the same way that you have with your pets. So that's why they have a lot of healing with horses and dogs and cats and all these kind of things, because our brain, there's something called the frequency following response. And actually every cell does this, but we're talking primarily about the brain now. So like when you're next to that fire and it's burning, that fire is crackling at 10 hertz frequency. That happens to be alpha. So your brain is going to immediately begin to create acetylcholine, which is one of the neurotransmitters that's there when you're falling in love. So when people say, I love a fire, well, that's because you're creating the chemical corresponding relationship within your body. And the same thing is true with those waves on the ocean or being near a big body of water like a lake or a moving body of water like a river or a creek or a waterfall. These are all things that trigger our own neurochemistry that cause us to feel good.
Oh, I love it. And then how do you incorporate breath work into the brain tap technology? Because I did get my digital coffee this morning, so I am aware of some of the techniques that you use.
Yeah. Yeah. Part of it is most people, it's kind of hard to believe, but they don't know how to breathe, especially if they're in pain and discomfort. They don't breathe because what we tend to do is we tend to hold our breath because maybe that the in breath will cause more pain because we're triggering the sympathetic system. And when we breathe out, we're turning on the parasympathetic system. So it's really important that we do these conscious breath work. And inside of brain tap itself, I'm guiding you through that. I'll say, hey, take a deep breath in, let it out slowly to the metal count of three. Or I might say, breathe into the metal count of four, breathe out to the metal count of eight. I'm going to guide you through some breathing exercises. We also have Pavel, who's one of our people. If you put in Pavel or breath work, we have over 40 sessions. And he's a world famous guy that we started doing some things because breath work is so important to brain function and to health of the body. When we look at people like there are people that can be injected with poisons and they breathe it out like Wim Hof, you know, certain people like that that are documented that they can, through just breath work alone, can get their body to move into these super states of healing and vitality.
I first came across the brain tap technology at the ILADS conference in Boston in 2019, the International Lyme and Associated Diseases Society. I'm wondering if you've had feedback from doctors about the benefits for Lyme patients.
Oh, yeah, we have quite a few doctors that have. We have a whole series online that one of our natural medicine practitioners had created, and we make that available to all the doctors. But what's nice about in the creativity of the medical community is that they're choosing the things that their patients need. And everything that happens to us, whether it's an accident, a trauma, or a toxin, or a thought, all these things have an emotional component. So regardless of what you're doing physiologically for them or what pills they're taking, what exercises they're doing, there needs to be some kind of brain fitness involved to engage the body in a healing cycle. Also, so when the body gets into that healing place, that's where that neuroplasticity comes in. So it can keep reproducing the healthy. We know now in science that it's not only an electrical system in our body, that we have a biophotaic system. And every 40 seconds, our genetics will upgrade or downgrade. That's every pair of genetic pathways that we have changes with light. It does it through the dura through the mitochondria itself. It's going to broadcast this information through the body. So if you want to show up as your best self, we want to eliminate stress from the equation. Stress turns on its own set of epigenetic markers that aren't healthy. So we want to make sure that we're in an open-minded, positive outlook on life and looking forward to healing and health and setting those expectations so the body's innate intelligence can go to work doing what it does best, which is to heal us.
That's incredible. We will make sure we share that resource in our podcast notes for our listeners as well. Do you have advice for people who are experiencing light sensitivity or seizures?
Yeah, I would not use the headset, the visor lights. The rest of your family could use them, but you would want to lift them up. We've never had a seizure, but you know, because it is flashing light, there's a small subset. About 10% of all epileptics will have photic expressions. Some people just can't handle light, the light intensity. We do use 470 nanometer light, which is a very low level light, very low penetration. It doesn't even penetrate the eyelid. So we've never triggered a seizure. So there's no problem with that. But the it's just something that our insurance company, of course, wants us to tell people. But we have doctors that have tried to trigger seizures and hasn't happened. But what we want to make sure of is you can still get the same kind of results. It just takes a little bit longer if you use sound alone. We did a study in Australia, just finished up. We actually presented to the National Institute of Health, where we showed in 6 weeks with just using the app, we got a 70% improvement of sleep scores with coal miners who never see the light of day. And then, but if they used our headset, they got that same result in 3 weeks. Oh. So that's kind of what you're looking at. It's a little bit faster if you use the full light, sound, and vibration system, but you can do it with just the app alone.
Oh, that's incredible. And then I remember hearing something about, because there's the lights that go into the earphones. And is that something about because there's so many capillaries in our ears? Is that right?
Yes, that's part of it. There's your blood when it flows through the ears slows down. So what usually takes about 45 seconds for the blood to circulate through the body, it can take up to 4 minutes or more through the ears. So it's a great place for us to present light. And the light in the ears, when people look at it, they might go, that's pretty weird. But we're flashing that light in the different, every 2 minutes, it changes to a new nose ear frequency that actually is speaking to the nervous system. Not the way we consciously listen, but it's speaking to it and turning off the sympathetic overload and turning on parasympathetic system. We developed it first for autistic children who couldn't understand the way you and I are talking right now, mm-hmm. but we wanted them to relax. So we created a frequency program that did it. We said, well, it's working so good for them. Let's use it for all these stressed out executives and people we work with. So we put it into the headset.
Oh, I love it. That's amazing. Now, you did mention astrocytes earlier, and I'm super fascinated with them. When I was doing research for this interview, I listened to a great Radiolab podcast about Dr. Li Wei-Tzu and her research to bring gamma back. And her research was showing that astrocytes in the brains of mice responded extremely well to gamma waves and actually improved brain function by about 50%. Have you seen results with gamma waves and cognition?
Yes, a lot. In fact, I've met with her. We had two meetings with her already.
Oh.
And we showed in her research shows that they get between 6 and 8% improvement of gamma. One brain tap session averages 21% improvement of gamma. So and even if you're not using gamma, what happens is there's two times when you cross a barrier of 10 cycles and 7.8 hertz, you get what we call gamma burst. Your brain actually will start regulating back. And that's, think of gamma like the bass drum. It keeps the band all in tune.
Okay.
And so that's the same with our brain. We need that gamma frequency. And unfortunately, as we get better looking and more intelligent with age, we get plaquing. That's the amyloid plaque she's talking about in breaking that down. And so kind of think of the old commercial when the guy was singing, "Get Break a Glass." Well, that's what frequency does. So when we're pulsing the frequency at 40 hertz or higher, that's breaking down that amyloid plaque. And that's what she's showing. And then what happens is the brain then, we now know gamma has to do a lot with creativity, problem solving, also healing. It's kind of like a higher level theta. Some people call it the zone. Some athletes have been tracked it being at high levels of gamma while they're playing their sport, while they're having their peak performance moments. So we don't know a lot about gamma yet, but we have over 40 sessions in the brain tap that are gamma training. So we put them in there after meeting with Lou Tai and just kind of going over things.
Oh, that's great. Now, is there any research right now that you're really excited about?
We just wrapped up research that I'm super excited about from Brazil. We had the pharmaceutical college in Brazil actually take up, because we change so many neurotransmitters, we upregulate 54 different neurotransmitters and downregulate stress hormones, that the head of the pharmaceutical college said, we want to do a study on this. He got a grant from the Brazilian government for $250,000. And it's just finishing up. They did three different research projects on pain because they wanted to use BrainTap instead of opioids. And in all three studies, BrainTap beat opioids as far as reducing pain and client compliance and function. So we're just putting that together. We're going to be publishing those papers. But they did three studies, which I thought was interesting because in the pharmaceutical world, they're hoping that one of them turns out good. All three of ours turned out to be in the favor of BrainTap by a significant number. And we did those studies with only the app. So because they were bigger studies and we didn't have headsets that we wanted to just give out to, you know, a couple thousand people, we just used the app alone. So that proves that just using the app can really significantly improve brain function and reduce pain. If people are wondering, you only process pain or know that you're having it when you're in the high state of beta. So if we can lower that beta brainwave, we can reduce and even eliminate pain at times from people. And our studies show it works. You know, you can be pain free for about 90% of the people can be pain free for 24 hours if they just did one BrainTap session a day.
Wow! And people can just find that on the app.
Yes. We have a pain-free lifestyle series.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Well, we'll definitely be following your research with that in Brazil. That sounds absolutely extraordinary and great to hear that that you're making such a big difference.
Well, yeah, we're excited. I mean, I just had a published paper on breathwork that published with PubMed just 2 days ago as well. So we're trying to prove out that you can do these things on your own, but they just take a lot of effort. You know, most people aren't going to do all the breath exercises they need to do, so they can use the app or they can use the headset.
But I think eventually your body craves more of that too, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah, well, it's just like exercise. Once you get in the routine of exercise, your body will actually feel worse if you don't exercise and you're missing that. Not only the dopamine hit, but, you know, just the endorphin release of being there working out your brain and body.
And then are there other ways people can use that technology? I know you did mention pain and stress. I just was wondering if you might highlight a little bit more how that works.
Yeah, we have 43 different ways that our clinics are using it around the world. Some of the major ones are like for sleep disorders, we have a better sleep program. We have a mind over menopause program. We have a stress-free childbirth. We have a football program. We have a tennis program. We have a lot with sports because we deal a lot with professional athletes. We have, you know, so we have the different sports in the program as well. Golf our golf program. We actually presented that study also to NIH because we have the Seminole College who we work with. Three-time national champions now. And what we showed was that while they're using the BrainTap for sports, they were the number one GPA in the school of any sports team. So we helped them with their grades. And we have a lot of different studies on improving grades and things of that nature that we work because my first book was called Awaken the Genius. It's all about awakening the brain. And I think everybody has genius potential. It just has to be activated.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time. It is such an inspiration to actually get the chance to speak with you, and we will be following your work and love to have you back again to speak to us more about breath work and the research in Brazil.
Sure, we'd love to. Just let us know. We'll be there.
What an incredible interview. That was fascinating to learn about how binaural beats create a phantom sound in our brains and how breath work can put us in a state of healing. Thank you for listening and stay safe in the outdoors.
Wandering Rhythms, Mondays from noon to 2.
Join us in a weekly sample of music from planet Earth.
The strangest mixtape you will ever hear.
Desert blues.
Balkan punk.
Latin funk.
African psych.
Pigeon rap.
And anything and everything else you can imagine, equally represented by all continents.
Because good music is universal.
Wandering Rhythms.
Mondays at noon on CJSF 90.1 FM.
And Wandering Rhythms will be up in just over an hour, up at 12 noon. First up, though, before that, at 11 will be Democracy Now!, coming to you as it does every Monday through Friday at 11 o'clock, so stay tuned for that. We have some music for you now. This is Status Non-Status from their EP released at the beginning of January. The EP is actually called January 3rd, which, not surprising, is when it was launched. And also the title track is called January 3rd. But we're going to play a track called Glide. Status Non-Status used to be, was formerly a band called Whoopzoo, who have many releases in their catalog. And they are from Ontario. So, Status Non-Status, Glide from their EP, January 3rd.
Up change, but hands up. got to be lying still inside. I'm trying to soothe that girl. Each night I fought each pill of sacrifice. There's a woman inside, and she dies protecting me every night. It is a crying shame, I sigh, a sign that she's still unheard. I know you're here, she says, in fear when it takes. Breath from me, it restores yours when it takes my breath from me, it restores. It when I change, they can never let me be a stranger. Liken it to falling from a tree, like I'm in some kind of danger.
Half Gringa and a track called Some Curse. Fairly new on our playlist here at CJSF. I like that one. Just before that, we heard from Status Non-Status and a track called Glide from their EP January 3rd. If you're looking for some stuff to do over the next coming weeks, I have a couple good suggestions for you. I'll Be Your Mirror is third year visual arts students presentation at the Audain Gallery at the SFU Goldcorp Center for the Arts. It's taking place March 30th, starting this weekend or this Thursday, and running to April 8th. It is School for Contemporary Arts third year visual arts students are presenting in collaboration with Koto Izawa, who is the Spring 2013 Audain Visual Artist in Residence. In this exhibition, Art and Mirrors explore generative and long-lasting relationships through reflection, refraction, reenactment, repetition, echoes, and mise en abyme. Not even sure what that term means, but I'm sure if you go to the exhibition, you'll find that out and a lot more. While the exhibition is grounded in the idea of mirrors, the physical presence of mirrors is not presented in the exhibition. So it sounds very interesting. All this is happening at SFU Goldcorp Center for the Arts, starting this Thursday, March 30th, and running to April 8th. These are always really interesting exhibitions because, of course, they're art students, and they are really trying to make an impression both on you and of course, their instructors. So there's always a lot of really interesting, provocative work to be found there. Coming up on Easter weekend, April 15th and 16th. No, that's after Easter, isn't it? Anyway, I should look at my calendar, perhaps. Sakura Days is the Sakura Days Japan Fair, part of the Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival. Is taking place at the Van Dusen Botanical Garden. It will provide Japanese food, performances, arts, and culture. Look forward to taiko drumming, theater performances, woodworking demonstrations, and a renewed Japanese garden display. Immerse yourself in Japanese culture, food, and art. You can also participate in a traditional Japanese tea ceremony and learn some Japanese games and crafts. If you're interested in learning about the culture, here's your place. April 15th and 16th, Sakura Days Japan Fair is happening at Van Dusen Botanical Gardens. For more information, check out the Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival website at vcbf.ca. And then you can just look for more information about the festival. And in fact, there's a lot of stuff happening during the festival. That's just one of many events happening throughout the early part of April. So really check out the website and see all the cool things you can be getting up to.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. In 2017, Hurricane Maria devastated the coastal town of Luisa in Puerto Rico. A local nonprofit stepped up to support disaster relief efforts, and they started by talking to women.
We women are leading communities. Women are taking care of kids. Women are taking care of elder, bedridden people.
That's Jennifer De Jesus Soto of Tire Salud, a nonprofit focused on women's health and violence reduction. She says because women are often caretakers, they frequently know who is most vulnerable and what their communities need in an emergency. So Tire Salud partnered with Women on the Ground to distribute food, water, infant formula, and medicine. The group helped set up community kitchens where people could get hot meals and access mental health services, reproductive health supplies, and other support. De Jesus Soto says the lessons they learned during Maria prepared them to respond during Hurricane Fiona this past fall. The team was able to ramp up relief efforts quickly, so Women on the Ground had the resources they needed to help themselves and others.
When you invest in women, you are investing in the whole community also.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.
And that's pretty much our show for today. Thank you for tuning in to Speak Up for this Monday, March 27th. My name is Magnus Tevold. I've been your host for this hour. I will be back next Monday with another edition of Speak Up with our regular feature, What's Happening, What's Up in Burnaby. Coming up today on CJSF, in just a few moments, you'll be listening to Democracy Now! And up at noon, Nick Legacy and Wandering Rhythms will be bringing you music from around the world, along with his special national or regional music feature. Up at 12 noon is Generic Alternative with Alex Morris. And at 3 p.m., typically Tuesday, with Leslie and Jade. Thanks for tuning in today. Speak Up will be back tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock sharp with Vivian Frindle. So please stick around. Come back for that. Up in just a few minutes is Democracy Now! And Idle Hands, taking us to the top of the hour. Thank you.